Supposedly, after so many lifetimes, you choose not to come back. Is it
true?
Well,
physical humans say that because from their physical point of view. In other words, we hear physical beings say, Abraham, I'm tired of this, and I tell everyone I'm not coming back, and we say, we'll carry your message, but it doesn't make any difference because you don't make those decisions from your disconnected human point of view. You make those decisions from your non-physical point of view. And the non-physical point of view is always eager for the new expanded experience. And so whenever anyone says that the more evolved you get, then the more you don't come back, they've got the whole story very backwards, because what the implication is that Source is perfect and got it all figured out, and that you're being sent here to get it perfect, and when you get it perfect, then you can reside with Source. And we say there is endedness in that story that does not exist. There is eternalness in the awareness that your Source energy coming into an environment where you are inspired to yet more. That's how Source continues to expand. And our toaster analogy was just to let you know that there will always be this non-physical energy that is the source of that which is physical. It always will be. But that does not mean that any... In other words, you cannot separate the soul of you from the human part of you ever. You can pinch it off pretty good and get really wretched and feeling awful, but you cannot separate yourself from it. There will always be a non-physical energy stream coming forth. Humans keep telling the story in a lot of different ways as they're trying to make sense of their life experience here. And we get it that when someone or a lot of someones have beat the drum of unwanted things that have managed to pinch themselves off from the resources that are available to them, that they begin telling stories that sound like the resources aren't always available when they are. You just got to get in the vibrational vicinity of where the resources are, you see. We know you've heard us tell this story, but it is so important for us to explain it to you here. You are non-physical energy. Always non-physical energy, always non-physical energy, always non-physical energy, always. And then some of that non-physical energy is sometimes, as you see all around you, expressed into this physical form, not just in humans, but in birds and beasts of all nature, in the very molecules of your planet. Non-physical energy is streaming forth into all of that. All of that. And so people who are talking about the hierarchy of all of this, they must understand that the same consciousness that is within the worm or the dirt or the beast or the bird or the human, it's non-physical energy all lovingly streaming forth for the balance of the whole, you see. So here you come as humans with your intent to weigh the contrast and evaluate and give birth to new desires, and you do it all day, every day. And as each rocket of desire exudes forth from you, the source within you embraces that rocket of desire and literally becomes it, literally becomes the vibrational essence of that which you have given your thoughts to, that which has been born out of the life experience that you have lived. And then here you are in your physicalness with a choice to make of whether to join that expanded version that you have given birth to or not. That is the story, you see. Source will always be source energy, but source flows through you. And what we want you to begin to talk about as physical beings on this planet is, in what ways can I, in my human form, be an expression of that which is source energy? And anyone in their wretchedness or in their unhappiness is not allowing themselves to be the full expression of that source energy that you've come forth to be, you see. So those stories of incarnation, they get so twisted and distorted as people begin to imply that if you don't get it right, that you have to come back again. When we say that there is not a continuity from lifetime to lifetime, what we mean is in that wretched life that you may be living, there's not continuity between the next life and that life because something very important has happened in the meantime. You've had what... The word that comes to Esther's vocabulary is a cleansing, and that sort of takes it off in the direction that we really don't want to take it. But let's talk about it. You are source energy. You come forth into this physical body. You become more, and maybe you don't let yourself become it. But when you have your croaking experience, you reemerge back into that pure positive energy, and all that stuff is now gone. It's left in the ethers of the physical form. It's left in the history books and the memories of the people. They can continue to beat the drum of whatever it was, but your you're not coming back with it again. We promise you. You, as you made your emergence, as Esther felt Burrow Lives make his reemergence into non-physical, you come back into pure positive energy. And as you come back into pure positive energy, it's from that vantage point and from that continuity that you make your next decision to come forth into the physical. And if you come back and live another wretched life, we promise you it is not because you came from this wretched position to do it. It's because you came forth and began palling around with other wretched living people.
Thank you.
Good time for a segment of refreshment. We are complete.